The California Council on Science and Technology is a nonprofit organization established by the legislature that engages experts in science and technology to advise state policymakers. And learning more about migration has become a priority subject. Janet Napolitano, former Secretary of Homeland Security, introduced the panel by viewing migration as a global security issue.
We set out to unpack climate's cascading impacts from local displacement to cross-border migration. Human mobility across borders addresses the legal, social, and policy dilemmas that arise when people must move across national lines under intensifying threat.
University of Texas researcher Joshua Busby looked at Central American migration to the U.S. and said evidence is clear that a warming climate is a major reason.
One of the interesting things we found is, based on border interdiction data at the U.S. southern border, that we were able to identify where people had, who were caught by U.S. Customs and Border Patrol, what were their hometowns, and we were able to assess what the weather conditions had been like in their hometowns before their departure. And we found that hotter and drier than normal conditions were associated with higher levels of migration out of Central America to the United States, even when you control for other factors like localized violence.
Migration by millions of people in recent years, driven by war, drought, or economic desperation, has become frequent in Middle Eastern and African regions. Whether migrating to neighboring countries or further abroad, there are social and political reactions, states Joshua Busby.
Those folks tend to be marginalized and at great risk personally. And so because of their own precarity, they're less likely to engage in conflict. It's really a lot dependent upon how host communities receive them. It's not so much like, are they prone to conflict themselves? It's whether or not the host countries, some sense of competition with them for resources or services, or that they come from some other group that they don't recognize.
Barbara Walter is a UC San Diego researcher studying global migration dynamics. She underscores that receiving nations are not set up to accommodate the chaotic nature of large-scale migration.
You know, when countries are unprepared and are unable to handle large migrant flows, it has a whole host of pretty large-scale political effects that could lead to violence.
Bangladesh is a prime example of climate change-driven migration. A third of the country is under threat of rising seas. Helene Benaviste of Stanford University lamented that people are faced with hard choices of where to go.
What they found was that actually you would expect having increasing numbers of people in areas that are going to be exposed to civil rights rather than decreasing, because people end up moving to cities where they can find job prospects. And many of those places are actually in places that are very exposed to civil rights.
California's own reaction to migrants reveals a long history of hostility. In 1994, ballot Proposition 187 famously brought the bigotry front and center. It would have prohibited undocumented immigrants from access to health care, education, or any other government services. Then-Governor Pete Wilson, facing low poll ratings for a second term, jumped on board the Proposition 187 bandwagon. Barbara Walter explains.
This was a popular strategy, and it worked for Pete Wilson in the short term. And then whites became a minority. And Pete Wilson and people like him were arguing this is doom and gloom for California. California's, economy is going to be destroyed. All these terrible effects were going to happen. And of course, none of those negative predictions came true. And in fact, California not only thrived, but increasingly thrived over time.
California voters did pass Proposition 187, but it was later ruled unconstitutional by a federal court and finally killed by Governor Gray Davis in 1999. But locally and globally, Barbara Walter expects these trends to continue.
The data on ethnic conflict and who starts it, and the really, really big role that changing demographics play in incentivizing these groups to turn to violence is really strong. And again, when you think about what's going to drive demographics in the upcoming decades, it's going to be the movement of people, and they're going to be moving in large part because of climate change.
Scientists and policymakers cannot bend down climate warming, but they are trying to come up with ways to mitigate its impacts and resolve conflicts between the world's peoples. Vic Bedoyan reporting for Pacifica Evening News and KFCF Radio.